Welcome, everybody, to this week's podcast, the Body, Soul, and Spirit Podcast. I'm going to talk to you today about the subject of forgiveness. There's a lot of viewpoints when we think about forgiveness. There's also different kinds of forgiveness. And I want to dive in and just discuss this topic that's so key and so vital, that it's something that is so necessary in all of our lives. There's not a single person that does not need to forgive somebody, forgive themselves, forgive a situation, a season, let go of something. We all need to practice, right? What forgiveness, and when we understand it in its entirety, and we realize how powerful it really is. The first thing I'm going to say is that there are different kinds of forgiveness. It's not just I forgive you and I let it go, or I forgive this person and I let it go. No, we have to understand it a little bit more. And I think the reason why is because this podcast is really, a lot of my listeners understand that we are really targeting the soul aspect of an individual, right? So you have a soul, and this podcast allows us to speak about the soul part of a human being, which is your mind. This is where your heart, this is where your emotions live. This is the part of you that has a will, the part of you that makes the decisions. And it's important for us to address that here in this type of setting in podcast form. And when I talk about forgiveness, I have seen it. I've seen when I was going even into graduate school, some professors that say that forgiveness is spiritual. Forgiveness is not necessarily psychological, or it shouldn't necessarily be a component into psychology. And then you have scholarly reviews of journals. You have just different types of viewpoints as far as forgiveness is concerned. But when I started studying forgiveness in its fullness, I've come to realize that forgiveness is, it's a virtue, but it's also a process, and it's also a decision. And then when you study it, you realize that there's various types of forgiveness. For example, you have a person-to-person forgiveness. Now, when we think about that type of forgiveness, that's a person-to-person forgiveness. It's really when we extend grace to another person. So for instance, let's say I'm in relationship with you, and you're in relationship with me, and then I end up maybe not meeting an expectation that you had of me. But when you practice this virtue and this process and this decision of forgiveness, you extend grace towards me, and you realize, okay, she didn't do X, Y, and Z, and you can just let it go. You don't hark on it. You don't criticize me for it. You're not bashing me for it. You're not talking bad about me for it or criticizing me for it, but rather you extended grace. And that's what person-to-person forgiveness is. It's an extension of grace to another person. And we would want that grace to be extended to us, so we should extend it for other people. So that's called person-to-person forgiveness. And that's really a lifestyle. And I think when you think of it in terms of how much we need that grace, it's a beautiful, can you imagine if the world, how beautiful that would be if we all extended grace to one another, right? Wouldn't we not have these conflicts that we do nowadays, or relationships that covenants, right? People break covenants easily. They don't think twice about it. They just break a covenant with an individual that they've been in relationship for a very long time. But if we had person-to-person forgiveness, And we extended grace to one another. And it's like, well, maybe they had a hard day, or, you know, I don't have to go criticize you for it. I don't have to talk behind your back for it, right? I can just leave it there and extend the grace. Wow. The world would look so different. So think about forgiveness, because I want us in this podcast to really love forgiveness and embrace it and really realize it, that it's not a spiritual component. It's not something, when you think of the word forgiveness, we automatically make this assumption that it's spiritual, right? We, you know, God tells us to forgive and we have to forgive. No, it's not just spiritual. This is for all my listeners that maybe don't have maybe an awakening when it comes to your spiritual side. Maybe you don't practice or have spiritual practices or spiritual disciplines in your life. But see, forgiveness is for all of us. Forgiveness is so powerful. Forgiveness is a virtue that one carries. No matter what our culture is, no matter what our background is, no matter where we come from, forgiveness is a virtue that is so empowering. But it also is a process, and it's a decision. And what is it? We let go. It's a decision of letting go of the anger. It's a decision of letting go of the resentment. It's a decision, a process, a virtue of letting go of hurt or letting go of an offense, releasing that offense, releasing that hurt. That person that has hurt you, that individual that has done you wrong, that person that talked bad about you, or that person that hurt you, and for whatever reason you think in their mind, right, in your mind, well, these people hurt me, whether they did it consciously or unconsciously, because oftentimes we hurt others and we didn't mean to. That was not our intention, right? But it's really sometimes, whether they did it consciously or unconsciously, it's really a letting go. And it's a process. It's a virtue. It's a decision. You're letting go of the anger that they caused. You're letting go of the resentment that you're feeling inside, or the hurt or the offense. Now, when you think of forgiveness, it is very powerful. And I gotta stop and say again, it is not just spiritual. Forgiveness is psychological. It's not just spiritual. Forgiveness, when I think of that in my own personal life, it's got to become a lifestyle. I remember doing my graduate studies, and I remember I wrote that in my article, right? It's a lifestyle. And I had so many people give me feedback on that, where they said, I never really saw it as a lifestyle. And I thought, I have to make it a lifestyle, because people will come and people will go. And it's impossible to live this life without making forgiveness a lifestyle, because forgiveness has so many benefits. Let me give you a benefit of forgiveness. When forgiveness becomes your virtue and it becomes a lifestyle, it becomes a process and a decision of letting go, right? Of releasing it. Forgiveness actually helps you deal with depression. Forgiveness is one of those things that when you practice it, it helps release depression. So if you are maybe prone to fall to a pitfall of depression, or prone to be sad quite often, kind of visit forgiveness. Here's another example of the power of forgiveness and the benefit of forgiveness. Another benefit of forgiveness is self-esteem. When you make forgiveness a lifestyle, it boosts your self-esteem. So not only does it help deal with depression, but it also boosts your self-esteem. So oftentimes when somebody maybe is harsh to themselves, there's a really strong inner critic, you have very low self-esteem, I want you to just kind of visit forgiveness. Now, there's another kind of forgiveness, and that's self-forgiveness. And self-forgiveness, it really helps you when you forgive yourself for the wrongs that you have done, for the wrong actions you've taken. When self-forgiveness is a lifestyle, a virtue in your life, it really will help you in overcoming self-resentment, like where you resent yourself, even self-hatred. Sometimes we carry self-hatred, but when you have forgiveness inside, it allows you to, you know, when you have that self-hatred, it's that critic that's just screaming inside of us. And I think we've all been guilty of this. We've all needed to forgive ourselves for something we've done, for a mess up, a failure. You might be a mom, and I think all moms, right, we carry some form of guilt where we're just like, oh man, we didn't get it all right. We didn't do it all correctly. I was talking to my therapist once, and she was sharing with me how when she goes, she says, you know, she has X amount of kids, and she said, nobody taught me how to be a certain way. When my children were younger, we're barely learning these principles, right? And oftentimes when we didn't have that knowledge, and then you come in and you see your life in retrospect, you almost have this sense of guilt or a need to forgive yourself because you didn't quite have that knowledge when you should have had it. And as a result of the lack of knowledge, like the scriptures say, my people perish, right? So because we didn't have that knowledge, we tend to perish in that area. We didn't quite do it correctly. And that can really stir up self-resentment. It stirs up self-hatred. Like how many of us have failed, done something wrong, and then we are just, we have this resentment towards ourselves. We don't like ourselves. We criticize ourselves. We don't care too much for ourselves. And then that leads us to depression. And then that leads us to low self-esteem. And I want you to see how it's all connected. And so just like we extend mercy, right, and that grace to other people, we need to do that for ourselves too. Now, true healing requires those moments in our lives where we become very vulnerable. And true healing, it can only occur in its forgiveness stage. As a matter of fact, healing cannot occur in your life until there is person-to-person forgiveness, until there is self-forgiveness, until forgiveness becomes that virtue. Forgiveness is going to be the key in our lives to be true, not only to ourselves, but to bring forth this healing when we feel shame. And only then can freedom come, and only then can true healing sprout when we forgive ourselves, extend that mercy, and only then can joy be possible. We have to make forgiveness a lifestyle. So keep in mind again, it's not spiritual and it's not psychological. It's something that we all need to practice. Now, human forgiveness is, in general, it is a decision that one chooses to do, to release the offense, to release the bitterness, to release the resentment towards an offender. It's really a moral virtue. It's a divine forgiveness. It's the foundation for all human healing. Now, there's divine forgiveness. Now, divine forgiveness is God commands us to forgive other people. Now we put God into the equation because divine forgiveness is really God commanding us. It's not an option. It's not if I want to. This is for all my faith community people. This is a part of us, right? When we want to follow after God and we want to please Him, God commands us to forgive other people as He has forgiven our sins, right? So it is not something that God is suggesting. It is not something that God is saying, well, you know, it's going to be, you know, if you take this, this is going to be good for you. No, no. He's saying, if you want me to forgive your sins, then you need to forgive others. This is called divine forgiveness. It is that principle, right, in God that is a commandment for us to follow Him. When we have unforgiveness in our heart, it actually separates us from God. When we have unforgiveness in our heart and we refuse or we are resisting forgiving other people and releasing that bitterness and that offense, then what we're saying to God is, I really don't want you in my life. It is impossible to have, I should say it like this. When we have unforgiveness, it's really impossible for God to really live in that place because God is a God of forgiveness. So He commands us to forgive others. And then there's self-forgiveness. Now, this self-forgiveness is really not excusing yourself. Oh, well, the reason why I did it is because you got some people and you can tell that they really need healing because there's a lot of justification. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about like, well, you did this. Well, the only reason why I did it is because of this. You know, you hear those people, you've ever met somebody and they're good at justifying themselves. No, self-forgiveness is not a self-justification. It is not excusing yourself. It is not forgiving your own sins. That's not even self-forgiveness, because you cannot forgive your own sins. Only God can do that. But what self-forgiveness is, it is letting go and extending mercy towards yourself. Okay? It is extending mercy towards yourself. Like, hey, relax. You didn't know all the information. You didn't have all that knowledge. Hey, you need healing too. It's okay. Like, I'm telling you, on a personal level, this is an area I have really had to work out, because self-forgiveness, for me personally, it was easier to forgive other people than to forgive myself. But when you think about it, forgiveness is forgiveness, right? But there's those different types of forgiveness. And for me to heal me, I'm going to need to forgive myself. And forgiving ourselves is one of those things that I think it's not just so evident, because I don't think you can see the unforgiveness towards yourself as evident as you would other people. I think for me personally, the way this lack of forgiveness of myself would show up is it was in the form of being really, really nasty towards myself, as far as like the way I would see myself. I would view myself in a very critical way. And this is for all of those out there that are listening and you're just a perfectionist and you have to overperform and overdo. And, you know, it's almost like you're overcompensating for something. And a lot of it is because we just don't extend that mercy and that mercy towards ourselves. And when we do that and we're so hard on ourselves and we just beat ourselves up, it's forgiveness that needs to take place. It's so key, so important for healing, forgiving ourselves. That is so important. And if we don't have self-forgiveness, then we can't really heal correctly. You see, self-forgiveness is possible. We can extend God's love to others, but also to ourselves, and not in an accusatory way. So self-forgiveness is really moving on from something you've done. And maybe you've done something. Maybe you did wrong. You injured somebody. You hurt somebody. You transgressed against somebody. And we've all done that. We have all have done something that we shouldn't have done. And then we missed it. And then here, God forgives us. It's really self-forgiveness is really to leave those feelings of guilt and shame. Self-forgiveness is taking action and just really looking at yourself from that, like, hey, wait, I need to extend this mercy. Mercy. You know, I cannot hold on to being so mean to myself. There are so many advantages to self-forgiveness, and even the well-being of a person. I found several, when I'm doing my studies, I have found so many studies that were done. In 2019, there was a study done by Finchman and May, and they actually linked self-forgiveness and depression and regarding even psychological well-being. And they found when somebody can forgive themselves, it was linked to depression leaving their lives and also becoming psychologically really well and healthy. So I want to encourage you this week. I mean, I want you to just dive in. I mean, think about it. Is there an area in your life that maybe you are just needing to forgive? Is there a person you need to forgive? Yourself? You need to forgive God? Maybe you're not really, I don't know, practicing that divine forgiveness, right? Where God is commanding you to do it. And it's a choice, right? It's not a feeling. It's not something that, wow, I feel so great about forgiving this person. It hurts. And God understands that. You can tell him that. I'm having a really hard time forgiving this individual. can you help me? And he does. He gives us that grace, because grace is something that he extends to us, and he gives us, and he gives us that mercy. So I want to encourage you this week to really dive in. And is there any part in your life that maybe you need to just, maybe you need to forgive yourself? And maybe through this podcast, my prayer is that you started to maybe identify some things that are in your life that maybe you need to forgive yourself for. So let's dive in. Let's forgive. Let's make it a virtue, a decision. Let's release that hurt, that pain, that resentment, and let's make it a lifestyle.